Welcome back to the John Flood Real Estate Show on 981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter. Max here with Sandy Warburton from John Flood, and we're going to look at what renovating for dollars is. It, Sandy, renovating to make money?
Yeah, look, many people talk about renovation, and at the moment we're seeing a lot of speculation in Muswellbrook, and a lot of it's not is fairly safe and low risk speculation as far as rental properties are concerned. If you're looking at rental investment, you know, the returns are just, well, the returns are moderate at the moment, but they're good rents. There's good been some good capital growth in the last 12 to 18 months also. So we've found that the investor, and particularly from out of town, we often see out of town people picking stuff up or understanding that or making the change, sorry, making the decision to invest in Muswellbrook before the locals do, which you think, geez, you'd think being on the spot, you'd be the first one in.
But they're obviously listening to the Real Estate Show on the net or by a podcast.
That's right. But yeah, exactly. But having said all of that, it creates a demand, and the idea is if demand's a bit greater than supply, and particularly in the median price market at the moment in Muswellbrook, which is in the early 300s, then prices are doing really well. Mm. But we're also seeing that next level of speculation from people coming in and looking to buy something. Now, it may be that they're looking to rent it out, but they're looking to do a renovation job and profit on its sale. Now, we've got to be really, really cautious. If we remember the block last year, the first time it was held in Melbourne.
That's right.
The prices of those Melbourne properties, once renovation's complete and sold and they take into account the cost to buy, stamp duties and all the costs that go with buying that building, and then the renovations, they did not recoup. So the production company or the TV station or whoever was behind it didn't recoup the dollars.
That's
so
interesting.
They overcapitalised. Now, that's a word that we hear quite often. What are we going to do to not overcapitalise? Now, one of the first things, one of the first rules with renovating with a view to some profit or some growth, creating an upside or creating some growth in the value of the property, is location. So before you even start the renovation process, take a look at where the property is situated. Now, property commentators, and I'm not one of those, I'm only repeating what was written, but property commentators with the Melbourne building on the block, on Channel 9's The Block last year, was that it was positioned in a semi-industrial,
okay.
You know, there was workshops and or warehouses across the road. So therefore, they probably shopped that because they could buy four units or four they were townhouses or semis or whatever you want to call
and
them.
They were all together and they
side
were all
by
so
side, and they thought,
find,
well,
yeah.
You know, maybe there was limited opportunities to buy that. But it would appear that the location had had some value in them not being successful as previous block episodes or block series, I should say, in previous years. Now, we've heard the term that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. If you've got a property that's in a less desirable location, it really not matter how flash and good it looks, if it's not in the right spot. Yes, it might make the property worth a bit more than if it weren't renovated. But
it's all relative, isn't it?
It is relative. So, yeah. And what you've got to remember is that the cost of renovation does not...
Well, it doesn't matter if the property is not worth as much to start with. You've still got to spend the same
amount
of money.
That's right, and it doesn't matter where it is. There is no... I'm trying to think of the right terminology.
Well, nuts and bolts don't... I'm trying to think the word as well, but they don't worry where they're going.
No, that's right. Look, at the end of the day, there's no distinguishing where they're going. If it's an $8,000 kitchen in a room this size, it's going to cost $8,000 in a property in the best part of town, and the same amount of money in a property in the other side of town. So therefore, if you're looking in a less desirable or a less not as good a location, then probably your budget for things needs to be less, and maybe the quality and finish of the fixture.
Yeah, the scope of what you're doing needs to be reduced, probably.
Exactly. Because if you're... That's what I was going to say.
Discriminating.
There's no discrimination about where something's going to be with cost. So bathroom renovation. Kitchen renovation. Painting. Now, having said that, things like paint are one of the best ways to accelerate some value in a property. And look, there's probably not much difference. You wouldn't turn around and do a different style of paint. You know, paint job's a paint job if it's the same. But kitchens, as we just said, if it was in a location that maybe not the best part of town, perhaps a high-gloss polyurethane kitchen with granite bench tops, glass splashback, stainless steel European appliances is unnecessary.
Not the way to go. Yeah.
But a nice, neat, tidy flat pack, flat laminates, rolled laminate bench tops, good quality but basic appliances will be all that's necessary to improve the value of that home without overcapitalisation.